First and foremost, I just want to go out and say that I do not condone smoking marijuana just for no reason. I smoke it for a personal reason. I smoke it for my own personal benefits. If you do want to smoke marijuana, I really do suggest that you do have a reason for smoking and not just smoke it just because you want to smoke, because that leads to some other shit that I do not condone. So like I said, if you do are interested in smoking marijuana, I suggest that you find a reason. Maybe it's for health-wise, maybe it's for your body, maybe for your mind. You choose your reason why you want to smoke. What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. So y'all know today is Sunday Motivation, and today's all about all the entrepreneurs, or all the entrepreneurs in the making, or all of those who want to become an entrepreneur but don't know where to get started at. I just want to give you all my 10 tips that I want to give you to help you become a better entrepreneur or to become an entrepreneur. So, number one, don't be afraid to try something new. Like, that's the number one thing that you have to understand about entrepreneurship, is that there's so many different types of way that you can make money, that you could have a business, or that you could do anything, man. But if you're afraid to get up and try it, then you're not even gonna, how do you expect to like get into the process of making money, or how do you expect to become successful if you're afraid of even taking that very first step? That very first step, that leap of faith, That's probably, all of these are equally important, because you do need each and every one of these things for you to become a successful entrepreneur. But you still, like, this is very important. You still got to understand that if you're afraid to try something new, that you're probably not even gonna take the first step. Like, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Number two, fail early, fail often, and fail forward. Three wise sayings that's something that will ever be engraved in my head. Like, you'll never know what success is until you fail. And even if you do get some type of success without failure, it's only gonna last for so long until you have to go through failing. And so you have to fail early and fail often so you could learn that process. So you could learn, like, okay, well, this is what I did wrong. Then this is what I should change about this so that you don't have to fail. Failure is one thing that all of us human beings were all afraid of. And yes, that's true. Because men fear what they don't understand. And you don't understand the concept of you failing. So you have to do these things in order for you to become a great entrepreneur, not even a great entrepreneur, just let alone a great person who wants to succeed in life, you know, or just succeed, period. Not even in life, just succeed. You have to fail early, fail often, and fail forward. Number three. Some people in your circle are going to tell you not to do it. Or some people in your circle are going to tell you, oh, don't do that, it's a scam or anything like that. Think about it. Majority of the world population go through all the same thing. You go to school for 12 years. Then after school, you go to another school for another 4 years to get your bachelor's degree or whatever. If you're going through that process of you're going to school to get a job, then obviously you don't know how to become an entrepreneur, or you don't know how to make your own business, because that isn't what you were taught, or that isn't what you've been told for 12 to 16 to possibly 18 or 20 years of going to school. Like, you don't become an entrepreneur by going to school. You could become an entrepreneur by actually going through the practicality of, like, making money, like, figuring out different stuff. those people who say don't do it, those are the ones that don't understand entrepreneurship, or those are the ones that don't understand that, oh, having a regular job is the only way that you can survive. Because there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with having a job or anything like that. But if you're going to be stuck in that position and you're not happy being stuck in that position, then what's the point? Because at the end of the day, we're all doing this to become happy. We're all hustling and grinding to become happy. We're all making money so that we can live a lifestyle that we want to live. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's really important that you don't listen to those who tell you don't do it. How are you gonna tell somebody not to do something when they've never been in that position? How are you gonna tell somebody to do something when they've never been in that position? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why you would take advice from somebody who's never been in that position. They want to go through the safe route, that's fine. But if you want to do something that's like on a different level, then you got to take that leap of faith. Which brings me to number 4. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither are you. Neither were you. You didn't become an adult in a day. It took a process. It took a long ass process. And that's the same thing with entrepreneurship. If you're gonna, you can't just expect to be an entrepreneur one day and then the next day you're $100 million rich. Like, that's not gonna happen. It's just like people who go into the NBA or to the NFL or to the NHL or to the MLB. They didn't get there in just a day. It took hard work and dedication for them to get to that level. Now, the thing about those guys who are in those professions, they had to go physically, like, they had to work out and stuff like that. But being an entrepreneur, anybody could be an entrepreneur. Like, literally anybody could be an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your circumstances or anything like that. Anybody could be an entrepreneur. They just need to have that will to go and find that way to get out of the situation they're in. So don't, like, when you're becoming an entrepreneur, don't expect that you're going to get there within a day. There's some niggas who are entrepreneurs and they only start to become successful after like 6 or 7 years. Or there's some of them who take 2 to 3 years. But I've never heard of someone who's become they've been an entrepreneur for only like a week or 2 weeks and they're multimillionaires, or they're a millionaire, or they're a six figure earners. I can't speak. Oh, my phone died. Ain't that some shit? Well, it is what it is. Like, it's gonna take you time before you get to that successful level that you've been wanting to get at so much. And that brings me to my next point. If it's not your fit, try something new. If it's not your fit, try something new. Do you know how many times that I've done something different, like in the entrepreneurship level, that didn't work out for me? Like, I've been a salesperson trying to sell things, or I've been trying to do something as a sole proprietor of other things. Like, for instance, Uber. That's, when you really think about it, people who are Uber drivers, they're entrepreneurs, because they have to sell themselves in order for them to get good shit or whatever like that. Like, you just got to think about it. Like, those are entrepreneurs. And it's like, that's the, like I said, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Like, there's people who've made tons of money in Uber and then they ended up investing in that company and then they made money off of it. Like, it's just, everything's a learning process. But if it's not your fit, if you don't like it, try something new. But that doesn't mean to say that, oh, try it for a week or try it for 2 weeks or try it for a month and then quit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, actually, like, seeing if you like the route that you're going with the entrepreneurship. Like, you have to find something that fits along the lines of your happiness. Because what's the point of working if you're not going to be happy working? Number 6. If you're feeling down, go watch some of these guys' YouTube videos. Like, go watch Gary Vee. Go watch E.T. the hip-hop preacher, Eric Thomas. Go watch some Will Smith motivational videos. Go watch some Denzel Washington motivational videos. Go watch some Grant Cardone videos, man. Like, they help. They really do. When you're feeling down and you listen to these guys speak, or if you're in a place that you're like, damn, man, I'm like, I don't know if I can keep doing this, go listen to some motivational stuff on YouTube. Like, it'll help you out tremendously. Or go listen to some music that's like about uplifting you or some shit like that. Or like grinding and hustling. Like, because there are going to be days that you're going to be like, damn, man, I just took an L. Like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this or whatever. Until you have that mindset of that, man, no matter what happens, I'm still gonna do this. Go watch those videos, man. They help out a lot. Number 7, stop watching those motivational posts. I know, right? Like, I just literally said, go watch them. Nah, don't watch them. You know why? Because while you're watching them, and while you're watching them with the motivational posts and stuff like that, you're not doing it. You're not going out there and putting the work in. Just get up and go do it. If you, like I said, when you're feeling down, go watch those guys. But if you're feeling up and active and you're at it, don't watch them. There's no need to. You can listen to them if you're like at the gym or something like that, or on the way to your work, or on your way to a business meeting. Yeah, but don't just listen to them and not go put it into action. Number 8, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Again, this is important, man. Because entrepreneurship is nothing, like, there's no being comfortable about it. There's no comfortable about you investing in money that you don't know what's going to happen. There's no comfortability building, making your own business and knowing that there's going to be customers that is going to come day in and day out, because you may never know. There might be a situation where customers just stop coming to you, period. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Like, that's one of the most realest things I've ever heard too. Like, because if you stay comfortable, you're not going to grow. And that's like, for instance, a caterpillar turns into a cocoon, and they don't know that process, what they're going to, but they're evolving and they're changing into a butterfly that was better than their previous stage, but they don't know what that actually is. They just go through it. The same thing, man. You have to get uncomfortable being uncomfortable. Once you're in that position, you'll go through so much more, so much easier. This is important. Number 9, seek out a mentor. I repeat, this is important. Pay them if you need to. This is important. It makes no sense. I said it in the beginning of this clip. I'll say it again. It makes no sense for you to listen to somebody who isn't on a higher level than you. Or it doesn't make sense for you to take advice from somebody who's not in a higher position than you are. If someone's in the same position as you are, you could take their advice and take it into consideration. But it makes no sense for you to not have a mentor, because that mentor, he's at the position that you want to be at. He's at the level that you want to get to. So if he's your mentor and that's somebody who, that level that you're trying to get to, you got to have him in your corner at all times, so that you could just shoot him a text, send him an email, call him, whatever you got to do, so that he can answer the questions that you have. But like I said, if you're just gonna chill and expect that, oh, I could do this by myself, you got another thing coming, because that's not how life works. If you need to pay to have a mentor, or if you need to give out your own services so that you can have a mentor, because it's just really, that's how important it is to have a mentor. Because they're going to take you to that place, that level that you don't, that you've never been at, but they're at. They're going to take you there. You just got to have faith and believe in them. And last but not least, number 10, believe in yourself. Think big. Think about a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't, like I said earlier about being afraid to try something new, if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to be able to get the work in. Like, it's like just like how you believed in yourself to get that, to go for that job interview, and you answer those questions confidently, that's the same way how you got to believe in yourself.
that's the same exact way you gotta believe in yourself. Because I'm pretty damn sure most CEOs, probably all CEOs, at one point in their life, they were going to school and they didn't even go to college. Like, we as human beings, we overthink this shit. And like, we just listen to other people's opinions too much, and then that makes us believe in what they're saying rather than in what we say. Like, if you believe in yourself and you think big, you'll succeed in anything you want to do, bro. Like, that shit is so cliche, I know, but it's facts. Like, it's really facts, bro. Like, you can't take my word for it. You have to experience it yourself in order for you to believe it. Like I said, it's cliche as hell. Sounds annoying whenever somebody says it, but it's the most surest thing. If you believe in yourself, and you think big, you'll be able to succeed in anything, honestly. But anyways, y'all, that's all I really had to say. Next week, I will hopefully be having a guest. He's going to be talking about his hip-hop career, why he started hip-hop, and all that stuff. So hopefully we can get that popping. I still have to figure out all the technicalities of this because he's back home in LA while I'm here in Canada, Manitoba. Brandon, you know. So hopefully we can get that popping. And if you watch this and you're actually thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, man, I highly suggest you trade. I don't even think, not even for entrepreneurs, I just highly suggest that everybody trades, bro. Like, this is something that you want to get your hands on. And I can help you with that. Like, I'm with a company called New Investments, and they teach you how to trade. Like, I was with a different company before. I'm not going to name names, but I feel like that they were more product-based, and they wanted to sell you something. Rather, with the new community or the new investments, they actually teach you how to trade and they actually teach you how to make money. They actually show you, like, these are the things that you gotta do in order for you to make money in the Forex market or in the cryptocurrency market or whatever the indices, or if you want to trade stocks, like, we could show you this. Like, there's thousands of videos, but there's hundreds of videos that you can watch explaining these things, explaining these, like, how the market works, how structure works, what's a pip, what's a lot size, like, all that stuff. We have all those videos that explain to you this. We also have a community that if you have any question, you can ask other traders like myself who may actually, like, make a good, like, money off of this. Like, you could ask them, yo, what should I do with this? Or what do you think of my chart? Or what do you think of this trade? Should I get in on this trade? You could ask, and people will give you their honest opinion about it. Like, then we also send you out signals. Even if you're not trying to ask questions in a group or anything like that, there's signals being sent out so that while you're learning about this shirt, you're earning money too. Like, and it's only $99? Like, come on, man. We spent $99 one night going out on freaking, we went to the movie theaters the other night and we spent $100. Easily. We spent that so fast. Like, it happened so fast. And by the way, y'all should go check out Toy Story 4. That's just popping. And remember, I'm Forky. But yeah, you spend $99 so fast in just, like, over how many, like, minutes or hours or days. This platform can help you make that $99 that you just spent plus more, bro. Like, y'all should be trading. That's all I'm going to say. You should be trading. So, for those who are interested, I have a promotion going on until the 30th. So, I'm gonna be, instead of $99, I'm making it $75 to sign up, and it's a $99 membership. And if you're not satisfied within 30 days of you signing up, and I'm actually see you doing the work, I'll pay you your money back. I'll give you back your $75. Like, guaranteed. My right hand to God. You know, like, I'm being dead serious about that. Cause I want everybody who's willing to listen or who's willing to learn how to trade. Because this shit will really make you get to that level you want to be at. And it's so effortless. Like, you just got to learn. You just got to learn the terminology and stuff like that. And after that, I don't even have to, although I don't recommend it, I don't even have to go and look at the videos anymore. Because I'm like, I already know exactly what's going on in the market. And I could tell you, okay, well, price is going to do this. So you should wait for this to happen before you sell or buy. Like, I'm just nice with it, though. So that's the reason. But anyways, that's all I got to say, y'all. So thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate y'all. And this is your boy, ABK. And without this bitch, deuce, deuce.